I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Wednesday evening, May 17th, 2017. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee has spoken on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives after it was reported that the president revealed highly classified information to Russian diplomats in a recent Oval Office meeting.
Make no mistake about it. The president's actions were reckless, they're indefensible, and they make America less safe. Republicans cannot stay silent. There are serious questions about the president's carelessness, about his lack of judgment.
Kildee also stated the president must be held to the same standards as other elected officials. Multiple drug charges are what's keeping one man in Mecosta County. More from Steve Gove.
An Osceola County man was in Mecosta County District Court to hear charges levied against him following his arrest last week. 27-year-old Richard James Bentley of Hersey was arrested on May 12th in Big Rapids Township. He's now been charged with multiple felonies, including two counts of delivery, manufacturing of methamphetamine or ecstasy, four counts of felony firearm, one count of possession of methamphetamine or ecstasy, and two counts of carrying a concealed weapon. Bentley is expected to be back in court later this month. His bond was set at $750,000. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Is the state spending money wisely on state prisons? State Senator John Prose says maybe we should fund state prisons like we fund public schools.
We fund it based upon per pupil funding, and then we add other expenses on called categoricals after that. And so we're going to investigate whether or not that's a smarter way to budget for the Department of Correction.
Prose is taking part in a hearing this afternoon to make sure taxpayers are getting the most from their money at a time when prison populations are decreasing. Lawmakers in Lansing are considering a bill aimed at cutting back on distracted drivers. The proposal would ban people from using a phone and driving. It's currently illegal to text and drive, but state police say 42 people linked to distracted driving were killed in 2016. They note that number is probably underreported. The new bill would add penalties for making calls, checking email, using Twitter or Facebook, or browsing the web. It's still not known what caused an explosion in Manton earlier today. Steve Gove has the story.
Three people were sent to the hospital after a motel in Wexford County exploded this morning. It happened at the Green Mill Motel in Manton. Deputies say once they arrived at the scene, the motel was fully engulfed in flames. Three people with severe burns were taken to Munson Cadillac Hospital, where they will be flown later to Grand Rapids for further treatment. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
The Mecosta County Parks 2017 camping season is starting off full throttle. Park Superintendent Jeff Abel reported to the Park Commission on Tuesday evening that everything is going great.
Starting out very well. The weather's cooperating for the most part, and a lot of guests in the parks, and so far our feedback we've gotten has been very positive from everybody coming in.
He did note, however, that many campers have had questions regarding firearms at the campgrounds. He says there is no specific policy on guns, but
our policy is we'll follow the policies of the state. So whatever those regulations are related to concealed carry or open carry, that's what you're allowed to do within our parks as well.
He adds that park personnel are not allowed to carry while on duty. Frank Abagnale spent his youth conning doctors, lawyers, and even a major airline, and later spent 40 years using his experience to help the FBI track down scammers. Last night, he spoke to a Michigan audience about how to avoid falling victim. He says scams haven't changed much over the years, but technology has made it easier for scammers to get away with it, often from the other side of the world.
They're sitting in their pajamas in a kitchen on a laptop or with a telephone. So even when we know who's doing it, we don't have the legal ability to go over and arrest that person, no less convict them, charge them, and send them to jail.
While it goes against most people's trusting nature, Abagnale says it pays to be a little skeptical, to question the motives and verify the identity of anyone who calls or emails asking for money. This week, nearly 1,000 researchers will be attending the 60th Annual International Association for Great Lakes Research Conference. Presentations will discuss necessary investments to protect and restore water quality. CMU grad student Nicole Wood is especially concerned about what would happen with potential massive cuts in funding from the EPA.
Issues like harmful algal blooms that are a big issue, especially in Lake Erie outside of Toledo. You're talking about the drinking water, everyday citizens. And if we don't have clean drinking water, well, we're going to be up a creek, just like, you know, the issues with Flint. If you can't drink your water, it's a very devastating impact on your daily life.
The conference will also deal with political, economic, and social effects on the Great Lakes system. That's the news for Wednesday evening, May 17th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.